We are learning Maseches Erev in Daf Peivav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Peivav Amud Aleph, to end of the third line from the bottom. Eloha Adom Rav Yehuda. We just learned that Rav Yehuda holds that if Sabe Shammai's hill, he needs some kind of heker in the water. According to Beis Shammai, you need from the ground of the bar till a tefach above the water. According to Beis Hillel, you need it 10 tefach above the water, and a little bit has to be sticking in the water. So we're going to ask a kasha from two memras, and the kasha is from the second memra. Ve'elo ahodom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says that kaira aba'a mataris b'churba. This, when I asked the kasha, this lashon, this came together, two memras came together. So the first memra is like this. Yehuda says, if you have a kaira, if you have a beam that's four tefachim wide, it's mater by a churba, even though the churba has no roof or no walls. Under this kaira, it works. What's the pshat? So Rashi says it works with that the two ends come down and asaisim. And the reason why you need four tefachim is because a makim less than four tefachim is not enough of a makim to make the kaira come down and make a mechitza. Tosis learns more as the din of pit tikra yared v'soisim, and therefore he says different pshat. It needs to be four tefachim wide because you don't say pit tikra yared v'soisim only if it is. You only say pit tikra yared v'soisim only if it's four tefachim wide. Rashi was learning more as a kaira mishum mechitza type of halacha, and you need a makim arba. According to Tosfos, it's more of a din of Pitikur Yair V'Saisin. That's one halacha. Or Nachmar Ravua, the same type of halacha of Kaira, but this is by water. Kaira Arba'a Mataris Mayim, it's matter by water. Halacha is, it's matter by water. Now, Stokasha is a few Rav Yehuda, and this, and the parshas we get, this Rabbi Ravua is much older than Rav Yehuda, and he couldn't argue with him. So the kasha is, how could Kaira Arba be matter by water? Haka ozel bli li'idach giso umaisi. There's no heker in the water. Under this Kaira, the dli goes back and forth. He's taking from that water, this water. According to Rav Yehuda, he said, we need a heker in the water. Mara says, no, kimla rabbanon, the ain't dli mahalach yosim arba tachim. It's not going to go to your side because the Mekayim law that dli, when you put a dli down on your side, it doesn't go more than four tefachim away. It's like four tefachim, which is around 16 inches. It doesn't go more than 16 inches away into the other guy's chatzah. But Frank Devaro, takas hakayr miyariv mayim. So under the kayra, the water is mixed. There's no heker in between the two chatzahs. Ella, what must be the pshat? So the kalush akilu chamayim. It must be the reason why they allow mechitza 10 tefachim, even though it doesn't touch the water, is because the kalash kilacham mayim. And not like Rav Yehuda, like Rashi says. But less of the Rav Yehuda, like Rav Huna, the Beis Hillel Mayim Mamishkama. Because of kalash kilacham mayim, there's the aside that when it came to water, since people need water to live, they were more makel when it came to water, and kalash kilacham mayim. They were makel by mayim for different kulas. Could it buy me the Rav Tav Rav? A mechitza tluya ma'os tat b'churva. Halacha is, a mechitza tluya on dry land, if most tanoim amarayim, does not work if it's more than three tefachim off the ground. Why? Because gedim baikim baikim. Gedim go under it, it's not a good mechitza. By mayim, it does not have to go reach the ground, like we just had. Why? Because kao shekil l'cham. Could it buy me the Rav Tav Rav? Mechitza tluya ma'os tat b'churva. Amalei, ein mechitza tluya ma'teres el b'mayim. The only time you find mechitza tluya is materes, only by mayim, a special cooler by water, since people live off water, they were makel by water, and therefore we paskin like Rav Huna, not like Rav Yehuda, and on a bar you can make a mechitza lemaila mamish. That's what you could do. And like this very negay in the Tosfos' days already, Tosfos says that's why they made beis hakisa above mayim, and they were worried about making a basic kisa above the mayim, it should be a problem of itzah. Teretz is, there was something on this thing, a mechitza tluya over the mayim, and does not have to reach the water, it's not a problem of any halachas there. I entice this there, maskal, ella, ka. So, look to Rav Aita. Om Rav Yehuda loitei mechitza. So he said, Rav Yehuda said a special kula that doesn't have to be even in the ear space of the bar. It could be above the bar, that's enough of a mechitza. Om Rav Barav Chana, Om Rav Yechran. Rav Yehuda b'shita shabesi amra. Rabbi Chana held that this Rabbi Yehuda, this Tana Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, is like the Tana Rabbi Yaisi, who says that mechitza tluya mataris for Rav Asha. We said before, usually mechitza tluya, most Tanayim and Rayim hold, does not work, because Gideon Baikabai. There is a sheet that holds it, it's good, Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi is found regarding Masechta Sukkah. In Masechta Sukkah and regarding Hilchah Sukkah. The Tanan, HaMashalshul Defano is Ma'ala Mata. What is Mashalshul? I mean, Rashi here says it means a word in French, tritzir, which means to sew. Rashi in Sukkah says the lashon of bringing it down. But either way, it means Hamashal Shvanas Milamata, you either you sow or you bring down a machitza milmaila from top lamata. Bizman Chigvois Mnaoritz Gimot Tvachim Psula. Even though this machitza is 20 tvachim long, but if it's above the ground 3 tvachim, it's not a good machitza, it's not a good wall for a sukkah. It's possible a sukkah, because 3 tvachim off the ground. Memata lamaila, if it's coming from the ground up, then you don't care if it doesn't reach a schach. If it's not reach a schach, im gevoyes yot vachem ksheira. As long as it's 10 vachem high, it's kosher. You know, you have a big hole between the wall and the svachach, no problem. It is kosher. That's the halacha. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Yesi, I make a shame, shemamat l'mayla sara. It's enough, you don't worry about the opening, the hole between the wall and the svachach, kach mamat l'mayla asara. Also, it's enough to have 10 tvachim, and you don't care about din by the boy. So what are we saying? Rabbi Yehuda here holds, you can put a mechitza above the bar with no worries whatsoever. So it's go like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds mechitza tliya works. Now, right away you could have said that, L'chari just said, kal shekil b'mayim, what's the raya? So Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis in Ad Khan says, Tosis is the second Tosis from the bottom. And Tosis answers that it sounded like from Rabbi Yehuda that you weren't making this mechitza l'shem mayim. You put up the wall of the chatzah for the chatzah. You didn't do it l'shem mayim. And if you don't do it l'shem mayim, it doesn't pass the kula of shekilu b'mayim. And therefore we thought it meant like Rav Yossi. And the Gemara is going to say a different reason why it can't be Rav Yossi, but let's see that inside. Zok the Gemara v'lohi. It's not mukach, Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda are the same shita. V'lohi. Loi Rav Yehuda shal like Rav Yossi. It's not mukach, Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Yossi. Loi Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yossi holds like Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda loy savla krav yasi, why not? Ad kan le ka'ama Rabbi Yehuda, ela b'ruvi chetzeres rabbanon. Who only makel on a mechitza tluya, only by a ruvi chetzeres, only the rabbanon. Av a sukkah, which is the raisa loy, maybe a sukkah, you need a sukkah, the raisa, sitting in a sukkah, is a mitzvah, the raisa. Maybe they're not tzarmich on such shvacha walls that I don't reach the ground. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying a special kula by a ruvi chetzeres, which is the rabbanon. So he maybe doesn't hold a krav yasi. By sukkah is only a shaila v'asei. Av a Shabbos, the isa skiluhu, even though this is only Ruvich Teres Rabbanon, but the inyan of Shabbos, the isa skiluhu, it's more chomer, like Rashi says, that they made takonos of the Rabbanon ke'in der raisa, so maybe there is more machmir. So it's not a raya, one holds from the other one. Maybe it's isa skiluhu l'yama. Vim taima, you can tell me that I'll tell you a story where Rav Yossi was mati something even on Shabbos. Rav Yossi was the Rav of the city of Tzipori, and there was a Maisa in Tzipori where they were Samech on a Mechitza Tluya for Shabbos. From time I used the Maisa Shanasa with Tzipori, Api Minasa, Loy Api Rav Yossi, wasn't Api Rav Yossi, and then we matter a Mechitza Tluya. Rav Yossi, city of Tzipori, we matter. So I go, no, Loy, Ela Api Rav Yishmael Rav Yossi Nasa. That was done, Api Rav Yishmael Rav Yossi, it was after Rav Yossi was Nifta, Rav Yishmael was the Rav. That's when they did it, but not Alpi Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi held, Rav Yossi, there's no mucha, not mucha Rav Yossi holds, even by Shabbos, you can matter a mechitza tluya. What was the story? The Chiyosu Rav Dimi, Oma Pam Achas, this is when I say the story now. The Chiyosu Rav Dimi, Oma Pam Achas, Shochu, V'lo Yaviru Sefer Terei by Jaim. Like the Mepharshim in the back explained, I forgot who it was, one of the Mepharshim, say that, yeah, I know I saw it, it's Rashi and Sukkah I saw it, the Mice of Rashi in the back. Rashi and Sukkah says that they used to keep the Sefer Torah in one of the houses of the Chatzah. They had a here Chatzah with 10 houses, and they had a Beis Medrash in the complex. You know, the builder made a Beis Medrash in the complex for them. But they were scared of keeping the Sefer Torah. They were scared of keeping the Sefer Torah in the thing because they were scared of the Goyim. So they kept it in someone's house. So every Shabbos, before Shabbos, the job was, he brought a Sefer Torah to the shul. One Shabbos, they came to Laning, and he said, oh, he forgot to bring the Sefer Torah. And they didn't make an error. That was the problem. So what do you do then? You can't lain. Go to the house. Medavin is in the house. That's the aside. The chiyosa Rav Dimi Oma Pam Achas Shochu V'lo Yaviu Sefer Torah Vayyoyim. Lamacha. So next day, what do they do? They had no erev. Parshu Sadin Al Hamudim. They Yaviu Sefer Torah. They made it like a mechitza, like a little pathway from that house until the shul. You don't have to go. To, it's blocked off from the chatzah. That's also. They made a pathway from the house to the shul, a mechitza, and then you don't need an erev. Because now you have a pathway, so you're not carrying through the chatzah, you're making now a separate pathway. Well, the Marzan has a kasha. So Parsa Adam Alamudim, the Aviru Sefer Torah, Vikaru boy, and they leaned. Freyti Gemara, Parsa Chachil Meshari, how can you do that? Vakom Moidim, Shen Oisin Oil Ara Vishabbos, you can't make an oil Ara, which here it's a Mechitza Amateras, it's making you mutter to carry in the chatzah, and I'll do that on Shabbos. So how do you do it? Elamachus, they didn't prove it in Alamudim. They found They looked at Sodom, they found all the Sodom, so they didn't produce him. But if you save a Torah, a car by an Elena save a Torah. And what was the case there? The case there was of a chitza tluya. It was not hanging so low, these things. There was three tvachim under it. And it was just 10 tvachim high, but it was 3 tvachim. And there was still samach on it. So this is in Sipairi. We thought it was Rabbi Yaisi's shita of Sukkah. The Gemara says, no, it wasn't Rabbi Yaisi, it was Rabbi Yaisi's son. Rabbi Yaisi may be held that by Shabbos, you cannot be makel on a mechitza tluya.